I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to Mint Climate Change Tracker, a podcast where we will talk about the challenges posed by a rapidly heating planet. I'm your host, Bibek Bhattacharya. So how are you all doing? It's the second week of January, so I hope that you're all sticking with your New Year's resolutions. If you've made any, that is. I hope you're eating well, exercising, given up smoking, you know, fitter, happier, more productive. Good, because I've got some news for you. It doesn't matter. Okay, let me rephrase it. It does matter, and good for you, but climate change is still happening. Everything's relative, you see. You might be feeling very virtuous for giving up smoking, but the fires in Australia, they're still burning. Oh, and there was a devastating flood in Jakarta in Indonesia this past week. Some 66 people have died after extreme rain over New Year's Eve caused landslides, swollen rivers, and general widespread destruction. Nearly 400,000 people are in refugee shelters after their homes were washed away. Yes, 400,000. Indonesia gets flooded every year. But you know what they're calling the floods this year? Unprecedented. Yes, that's the key buzzword of the brave new world of climate change that we are living through. Oh, and more rains are expected. But anyway, why worry about another country thousands of kilometers away? Why don't you go out and shop? Fashion sales are on. There might be some trousers that you never felt you needed that you might want to buy. Who knows? Maybe you'll realize that you wanted it once you bought it. There's a teeny bit of a problem there, though. Despite all your good intentions for the new year, you'll be contributing to a global industry that is emitting about 1,715 million tons of carbon dioxide emissions. That was in 2017. By 2030, this number will rise by 63%. Global fashion is one of the biggest emitters amongst any industry. Don't take my word for it. The UN Economic Commission for Europe said in July last year that, quote, "The fashion industry can be described as an environmental and social emergency," unquote. If you're a bit dumbfounded by this information, well, so was I when I found out. I mean, like you all, I love my fast fashion. What's fast fashion, you ask? Well, it's the practice where retailers increase their profit margins by increasing their speed of manufacturing at a cheaper price. You know, multiple looks through the year, where you're literally flooded with choice you didn't think you needed. So how does fast fashion work? Well, the more clothes and accessories you manufacture through the year, the more the resources used. The more resources used, the greater the emissions. A 2018 report called Measuring Fashion found that the apparel and footwear industries contribute over 8% of global GHG emissions, while impacting freshwater resources, ecosystems, and human health. This report was based on data supplied by global fashion giants like LVMH, Hugo Boss, IKEA, as well as the network of brands called Sustainable Apparel Coalition. And guess what happens to most pieces of clothes and footwear produced worldwide? 60% of them end up in incinerators or in landfills. That's how wasteful this is. A 2016 report called Style That's Sustainable, which was prepared by McKinsey, found that in 2015, fast fashion brands like H&M and Zara were offering 12 to 24 new collections every year. And why not? After all, in 2015, Zara was posting sales worth $19.7 billion, H&M $20.2 billion. And that's just two brands. No wonder Extinction Rebellion activists were staging a protest outside the Victoria Beckham show at the London Fashion Week in September last year. Fashion is wasteful, and fashion is a huge problem for the climate crisis. Fortunately, the industry as a whole recognizes this, and efforts are afoot by individual brands, fashion conglomerates, as well as the UN to reimagine the fashion supply chain and not to make a fast buck by appealing to one of the basest of human instincts, greed. Brands like Levi's and H&M are now encouraging customers to recycle old clothes. Industry-wide groups have also sprung up, some under the UN, to find ways of reducing fashion's global emissions. There was the ambitious Fashion Pact at the G7 summit in France in August last year. The French President Emmanuel Macron and luxury group Kering put together a deal to align the fashion industry with the UN's sustainability goals. 32 brands signed it, including Stella McCartney, Adidas, Puma, Nike, Prada, Burberry, and H&M. The pact identified three areas in which fashion's carbon footprint has to be lower. These are climate, biodiversity, and the ocean. Then there's the Fashion Industry Charter for Climate Action, laid down by the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change. Its target is for the fashion industry to achieve net zero emissions by 2050. It also aims for a 30% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions by 2030 and has set up a working group to review and monitor its progress. Then there are other industry bodies and networks that have come up recently which also seek to end this wastefulness. These include the Sustainable Apparel Coalition, the Global Fashion Agenda, and Common Objective. But much of this also depends on you, the shopper. You have just one simple task. Don't buy something that you don't really need. Don't buy something just because it's Diwali or New Year or a new collection's out. Recycle your old clothes. Cherish the ones you already have. Build a wardrobe of essentials and stick with it for as long as you can. Look, full disclosure, I bought a pair of trousers from Zara last week. Yes, there was a sale on, but I did need a pair of trousers, and I'm not looking to buy anything new this year at least. So that's it from me today. In next week's Climate Change Tracker, we will discuss India's forests. One keeps hearing that our green cover is going up. But what does that mean? And what does that hide? Tune in next Friday to find out. Follow us online with the hashtag MintClimateTracker and follow the Mint Lounge handle on Twitter with the handle @mint_lounge. You can also follow HT Smartcast on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram with the handle @HTSmartcast. If you have any feedback or suggestions, write to us at podcasts@hindustantimes.com. You can subscribe to this podcast on any of your favorite platforms, including Apple, Spotify, Google, and JioSaavn. I am Bibek Bhattacharya, and you've been listening to the Mint Climate Change Tracker. See you all next week. And remember, the climate clock is ticking.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.